FM.
We do wrap up the week with What a Week. Beck, Cozzy and Lebo.
What a Week. Guys, what a week. Not sure what's prompting this deep feeling inside, but what I love about you guys is you don't care what people think about you. Y'all out here just living your best lives. Like Beck out here taking charge of her own cleanliness.
A woman has got a little bit of attention, most of it negative, after admitting on the TikTok that she only showers once a week.
You cannot shower just once a week.
Oh my God, I didn't shower yesterday. I was busy with my mask.
So you haven't showered since?
Saturday.
What?
How do you? Sometimes I'm very busy.
Do you feel
like a shower
takes me a long time because I have a lot of products. I'll shower today.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Beck, it's fine. Honestly, we're not all running marathons every day. And plus, the past is the past. It's been and gone. It's been and gone. It hardly matters. Oh my God, what is going on with me today? Limo, so what if you start convos with randos with pics of your doggos?
Within 5 minutes of meeting people, I'm showing them pictures of my dog. Is that an issue that I'm showing pictures of my dog?
Do you also do that voice? George, this is my dog.
Yes, my dog.
Oh, isn't he a little sweetheart? Oh, that little face. Beautiful.
Oh, I just want to bundle you up and move to the national broadcaster. Yes, I do. Cozzy, you don't need to be ashamed of your chip sandwich recipe. Who am I kidding? It doesn't faze you anyway.
The other night for dinner, I had a chip sandwich, and I'm going to read you my recipe because I actually pulled my
recipe.
I'm going to read you my. Well, this isn't going to take long. I don't imagine.
White bread.
It's an option.
Okay.
It's an option. You could go wholemeal if you're a loser.
Come on now, Coz. Don't knock the losers. There's only pressure and expectation at the top. Beck, how was your clothing store?
Cozzy, I know that you have found it rather fascinating that I held a secondhand clothing store on the weekend.
Yeah, technically you had your own garage sale in a hall.
Frankie, my 10-year-old, she said we need a cash box. It was embarrassing. All the other girls who are all like uber cool just had like almost like a bum bag sort of pack arrangement. And they looked and I walked in with my little cash box and I felt like a goober.
Absolutely, for good reason. Oh, hang on, do you have change and stuff in it?
Yes.
Oh, you are so loser.
All that negativity, just leave them behind. Leave them behind, I mean. I guess buying and selling pre-loved clothes is a real Stapleton. Stapleton! Oh my God, I don't know what is coming over me today. Maybe I ought to make a low-effort video to underperform on Facebook. Now, I know we've been talking about not judging, but these bloody Yanks have taken it way too far.
An Australian in America has been shocked by the discovery. About 80 to 90% of Americans flush public toilets using their feet.
What if you had a couple of cosmopolitans on a Friday?
You might end up on your backside in the loo.
We actually have audio of you flushing the toilet with your feet.
Hiya!
Was that Miss Piggy?
What?
You do a great Miss Piggy. Give me a live one.
I'm quite good at Miss Piggy. Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Hiya!
That's so great how that started with, oh my God, you're insinuating on Miss Piggy? Which I'm really good at. Let me give you one.
I wasn't making fun of you solely, Beck. I swear, it was a close-up. See you next week, guys.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Oh, Hanson is coming to Adelaide. This is so exciting. Yeah. In November, they're coming to the Hindley Street Music Hall on Saturday, the 12th of November. Tickets on sale next week. But we have your first tickets here now.
Do you remember how huge Hanson were? Like when we were kids and Hanson came out with Bop.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was just massive, wasn't it?
It was huge. And we were just fascinated by the three brothers in the band. The youngest one was the lead singer too, I believe.
Was that Taylor?
Taylor or Tyler? One. So anyway, there we go.
Beck, have you still got their poster on your wall?
How's the writing process, though, to come up with a song called Mbop?
Yeah.
What is that?
Don't know.
I'll tell you what it is. It's genius because it was a global number one hit.
Your tickets are on sale from Thursday, 26th of May at frontiertouring.com. Their new album, Red, Green, Blue, celebrating 30 years of their music coming to Adelaide. We can't wait. And as Beck said, we have the first tickets to give away right now.
Oh, so good. We're going to be taking it back to your favourite boy band for Flashback Friday. I'll get the ball rolling.
Sure.
I loved Boyz II Men.
Oh, wow. What were you doing while you were listening to this?
I was dating Dale at the time. Remember Dale?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Dodged the Bullet Dale?
Dale Dodged the Bullet Dale. What is Dale doing now apart from being happy?
All right, Limo, what, your favourite boy band?
I'm going to, as you know, playing my role here on the show, I'm going to wind the clock back a little bit further, and I'm going to go with the Jackson 5. Yes.
Not the Beatles.
There it is. All right, good one. You're in the running for those Hanson tickets. Thank you.
Thank you.
For me, it's this song here, East 17.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, remember the intro goes for about like 50 seconds where it slowly builds up? Yeah, that was me.
It's Flashback Friday.
What we do here is go back.
Yeah, so we're remembering our favourite boy bands on Flashback Friday as we talk about Hanson coming to town and they're in Fulham Gardens. What was yours?
It would have to be Five, Baby When the Lights Go Out.
Oh, yeah. Annette, that's a great song. Why do you love it?
You know, it takes you back to when I had my first kiss at maybe 13, and you just remember at the school disco when the lights go down, everyone has a little smooch.
Yeah, it was really awkward as a kid growing up when the lights did go down and the slower song came on.
I know.
And all the girls would grab a guy and whatever, and there was always about six of us blokes.
I was on the outer as well. I didn't have it. No one wanted to dance with me either.
And finally, after all these years, we come together.
Did anyone from that band ever become famous as a solo artist? Can anyone remember who was in Five?
No.
Okay.
And Five was spelled like the F was the number five, which doesn't make any sense at all.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't even look like it.
Actually, it's more like Five.
Yeah. No, so they were actually Five-Eyed.
Five-Eyed. Rebecca in Salisbury North, what was your favourite boy band?
It would be Backstreet Boys.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the song.
Yeah.
Now, who came out of Backstreet Boys? Who was the star out of that lot?
I believe it was Nick, wasn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Might have had a little bit of a solo career.
And with his little brother, Aaron Carter.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, that's right. The Carter brothers definitely did something after Backstreet Boys.
Beck from Andrew's Farm, who was your favourite?
Oh, my God, without a doubt, hands down, 100%, it is Human Nature. And did you know they are Australian? I've seen them 18 times and counting. Twice in the last 2 weeks, they are the number one boy band.
Whoa.
Twice in the last 2 weeks, where have they been playing?
Look, they're travelling around Australia at the moment. So once here in Adelaide and once in Melbourne.
So you went to Melbourne to see them and then you saw them again in Adelaide?
Other way around, but absolutely.
Yeah.
Look, they weren't supposed to be so close together, but COVID made it that way, so it must have been fate.
Did you ever go and see them play in Las Vegas?
Not yet, but I'm 40 this year, so fingers crossed for November, Vegas time.
Beck, you've been to see them 18 times. Do they like kind of know you in the crowd and stuff, or not really?
Like 100%, I'm there. No, they don't.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm not the only one.
We've had them in here.
We have, yeah.
They're
lovely.
Delightful guys.
Really, they smell really nice.
And you
they
didn't invite me.
Good. They smelled really good when they walked in, I remember.
Share that with Beck. She's never smelt them. She's only seen them.
They smell fresh and musky.
Very, 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 very musky. Maybe too musky.
Okay, that's a good vote for Human Nature, Sarah, in Newton, your favourite boy band.
NSYNC 100% with Ba Ba Ba.
Yes.
There it is. Tell me, Sarah, Justin Timberlake has gone on to be one of the most famous people on the planet. Do you ever feel sorry for the other band members?
Not at all. I actually had my wedding song, Walking Down the Aisle, was a JT song. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right, okay. I did, because you know, you think, whatever happened to the other guys? I just Googled Lance Bass, net worth $25 million. Yeah. So he's doing okay.
Don't feel sorry for him.
Yeah, they're cheering still.
Oh, well, thanks so much for your vote, Sarah. Appreciate it. Tanya from Evanston Garden, we're talking about the best boy band of all time. You want to nominate who?
Well, besides them themselves, definitely the Beatles, Hey Jude.
Oh, the Beatles.
Perhaps the original boy band.
Take it back.
No, they're, I would say the original.
You don't have that song.
Don't have that in the playlist.
Beck, can you sing it for us?
This one, All My Lovin'.
She tells you her favourite song and you play something else.
I don't have it.
It's not really on the... Can I put a quick vote in?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about Bros?
What's Bros? How many songs did they have?
A don't know, a couple. They were on my wall, though.
It actually sounds like a female singer.
Limo anymore for you?
Can I do, because I love it when there's one band member who's way more famous than the others. Take that.
Whatever I said, oh, that's a great song. I didn't mean it. I just want
you back He really, Robbie Williams really went on to take the shine off Gary Barlow, didn't he?
Gary who?
Yeah, exactly.
What about Brooks
exactly.
and Dunn? Great duo.
What?
Brooks and Dunn.
Is that a country music duo?
Right, let's do
Red Dirt
Road. Okay,
let's
that's
do
all
one
we have
more,
time
one
for.
More,
okay, yeah. Catherine in Paraka, last word to you, your favourite boy band.
Hanson!
Yeah. How much do you love them, Catherine?
Well, I've actually travelled all the way to Tulsa to see their see them for their annual Fanson Day.
What is a Hanson Day?
Yeah, so basically they have a whole week of events in their hometown of Tulsa to celebrate their like annual Hanson Day.
Is that like Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Yeah, it's really, really awesome. It's an amazing opportunity to go and see them.
Oh. Well, you know what? Why don't we make you not have to go to Tulsa to see him again? We'd love to give you a couple of tickets to go see him here.
Thank you so much, guys.
Well done.
That's the best Friday news ever. Thank you so much, guys.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I had my friend over for dinner who has been living in America for more than 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, and I hadn't seen her for years, so she came around and I did what any good friend would do when I ordered Uber Eats because I didn't want to subject her to my cooking. And my kids were fascinated about America.
A full accent and everything.
Yeah, full American accent. Like little twangs of Aussie because she's been back with her family. But
where has she been living? Because there's two Americas. There's New York and LA is one America, and then the rest of the country is the other America.
Yeah, she's been in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
So the Rocky Mountains, like married a cowboy.
Oh, my God. Like a real cowboy.
Yeah, well, wears a cowboy hat. First time I met him, he was wearing a cowboy hat here in Australia.
Really?
And I was like, wow, you're really. Cowboy boots.
That's my kind of guy. Is he into rodeo and stuff or horses?
His name's Tyler. Next time he's in town, you guys can totally catch
Absolutely.
Up. So my kids who, obviously, I have an issue with the Americanization of Australian culture. Like my kids are obsessed with America and they had all these questions. The questions they ask, though, I don't know whether they reflect on like my parenting and the intelligence of my children. First of all, Frankie goes, does your daughter call you mom? Or mum.
Does she?
She said, yes, mom. I'm like, that's the one question. That's the only question that Frankie had.
That was it? Okay. What about the others? What did they have?
Mila wanted to know if she voted for Donald Trump.
Did she?
No, she voted for Hillary. So that was good. Okay, so we were tick. And then Mila goes, and did you go to Harvard or Yale?
And what did she say?
She said, I went to UniSA with your mom.
All right. And then Frankie says, in America, do you also get Uber Eats 7 nights a week?
I'm like, that's how we met at UniSA, not Harvard or Yale. Yeah. And they're like, you actually go to college and you stay in dorms. Like they're so fascinated by the college system because they're so exposed to it through television and film. Mm. And then Miller says, can you eat like other food besides burgers? Do they have Thai food and banh mi's?
Do they?
She was like, yes, we don't just eat burgers and pizza.
Okay, it's good. So food and the pronunciation of the word mum.
And what college system she went
and
through.
And the college system.
And they were like, great, and that's all they had, and then they walked away. I was like, come on. Well, they were interested in politics. Like the Trump thing was interesting. Yeah. Had she voted for Trump, she would have been in trouble with me. But it reminded me of, you know, when you travel overseas and people have the dumbest questions about Australia. Like they'll
Absolutely.
Go, oh, my God, Australia. My cousin Ned lives in Sydney. Do you know him?
Yes.
And the weird thing is you actually do.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I've got a couple of disturbing election updates for you guys. Mm. First of all, the democracy sausage may be on the way out.
Why?
Yes, well, we all love getting a sausage when we go and vote on election day, but it is expected that at polling booths around the country tomorrow that more bacon and egg rolls will be sold than sausage sandwiches.
Oh,
can you believe it?
Well, I guess if you put two in front of me, your bacon and egg roll cooked properly with a good bun and barbecue sauce, I've got to take that over the snag.
I know. I was stunned by this news, but then I thought back to the last election. I actually did have a bacon and egg roll at our local school last election.
Where's the tofu sausage, guys?
Mm. Right, go to
Where's
the greens,
the
mate.
Bacon?
Go to the greens counter. They've got it there. Yeah. It's all there.
Yeah. Go to the one greens electorate in the country. They'll have plenty of tofu there. And what about this for shocking news? Oh, I couldn't believe this when I heard it yesterday. COVID-19. COVID-19 has contracted a serious case of Pauline Hanson.
Please explain.
Yes. COVID, our thoughts are with COVID at this difficult time. COVID has agreed to isolate for 7 days. It's not sure how it's going to vote this weekend while it tries to shake off the ill effects of a serious dose of Pauline Hanson.
Yeah, please explain.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
We all go and vote tomorrow. Round the room just quickly. Do you love the process of voting? Does it excite you? Limo first.
Yeah, 100%. I do love it. I enjoy the community comes together. Everyone's doing their bit for the country in their own little way. And I really do love the process.
Yeah, so you're excited to get in the car and go down and vote.
Yes.
I vote below the line just so I can spend longer in the process.
You like it?
I like it.
Yeah, me too. I really like it. Do you know what I like? I like my wife and I going off together to vote. I like the kids in tow. I like chatting to her. I like talking to the people on the way in. Like, I just really love it. So I've been really, really, really excited to vote. And this week has been an incredibly busy week. So all week, while I've been at work or doing other stuff, I've been thinking, I can't wait to hold my wife's hand and walk off and go and vote on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun and, you know, it's great. Anyway, get home from work last night and walk into the kitchen, and Sam says to me, "Oh, what? Hey, I've been out to get hold of you, the Savo. What have you been up to?" I said, "Ah, oh, geez, I haven't stopped. Rah, 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 rah." And I said, "How's your day, honey?" And she goes, "Oh, yeah, well, I was listening to the radio, and they said that you should try to vote in your own electorate or whatever." And she goes, "Because we're staying at a caravan park this weekend." She's like, "Oh, I thought I saw an opportunity to go and vote, so I just went and voted."
She heard that on SAFM, did she?
She did, yes, kind of. And,
of course.
And I went, "Hang on, wait, you what?" And she goes, "Oh, yeah, I voted." And she goes, "I tried calling you."
Oh, no.
Went, "Yeah, but I thought we did that."
Oh, my God. It's like watching ahead on Netflix.
It was terrible.
But so you are obviously voting tomorrow morning still.
I have to.
In an electorate that's not yours. Will she at least go with you?
Not invited now. She had that chance. I'm genuinely sad.
You are. You've been banging on about it all morning.
I sat at the kitchen table and I was eating the takeaway chips and chicken, and it just didn't even taste the same.
Oh, no.
Wow, that's serious depression.
Are you're so upset you've lost your sense of taste.
How could she walk in and vote without me? And that made me think, is she voting with someone else?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Is she? Do you guys know something?
Well, possibly. You need to sit down with her and have an honest chat.
Yeah, mate.
And, like, when I went through uni, all those years of being single, I voted by myself again and again and again and again. And then when I got married, it was just nice to do it with someone else.
Did you ask if she had a sausage?
Oh.
And Limo, I get to work and then I hear that you've done pretty much the same thing.
I have to admit, yeah, I went and voted without Kel yesterday.
Why?
But I haven't told her yet that I've voted.
Oh,
so.
No.
I may have to fake vote a second time tomorrow just to get through. I'll walk up to the desk and go, "Look, I've already voted, but let me through because my wife will be furious."
You've got a fake moustache and a banana
nose.
Maybe I could take your wife and vote tomorrow.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Please help me welcome to SAFM. Can't you see Julia Morris is here? Julia. She's up for several different Logies this year, so go vote for Julia Morris or else.
And we've got her on the line. Julia Morris, there's plenty of Logies you've been nominated for. Congratulations.
Oh, look, when you've had 75 years in the business, you're just grateful to still be alive. how are you guys?
We're great.
We are great. And have nominated for the Gold Logie, of course, which is to the top Logie. But Chris Brown, the Bondi vet, he just can't cop a bait. Uh-oh. What's going on there, Julia?
No, do you know what he's been doing? He has been campaigning behind the scenes. He's just like, Lady J, you know, he is the wind beneath my wings. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
No, he raises me up, actually. I mean, I'd like it to be the other way around, but that's another story altogether.
Hey, we've seen Tom Gleeson in the last few years campaign really quite strongly and unashamedly and perhaps embarrassingly for the gold. Will we see a similar campaign from you?
Oh, absolutely not. Look, what I'm going to do is surprise everyone. I think I'm known as desperate and needy and always seeking validation. So I'm going to take a little U-turn and just let the world turn.
How are the Logies voted for? So what happens next? Is it the people that vote from here?
Yeah, so it's literally 4 weeks. In 4 weeks' time, the event is on. And so between the nominations, which were announced on Sunday up in the magnificent Gold Coast, there's now 4 weeks for people to pop on to the TV Week Logies website and, you know, choose their votes. And then I think you give a series of details about yourself where, quite frankly, they could pinpoint your exact location by heat. That's good.
Bit of some stiff competition there. I mean, Tom Gleeson, of course, who's now, as Tom loves to point out, who has had the gold Logie for 3 years.
Oh, my God. I love Tom so much. Do you know what? Yeah. I've actually worked with every single one of the gold nominees for many, many years. Melissa, I've only just worked with in the last couple of years. But, you know, all the boys have actually won. Every boy who's nominated has won. I just want to put that out there for the ladies. And to be honest with you, really, what being voted for the gold means is you may have another 12 months' work. So at 54-year-old woman, that is quite enough for me. I've already got out of what I need.
Right. Julia, the boys have avoided the most important question about the Logies. What are you wearing, Tom? The frock.
Well, interestingly, I was talking with my daughter last night about, you know, who you're wearing. And my daughter, I've kept all my children off social shows, social media. You've never seen a photo of them, whatever, all those years. And out of the blue, she wants to come to the carpet. So she said to Mum, do you know what I'd really like to do? And I said, what, babes? She said, I'd like to get someone's skin and wear it. Yeah. And then when they say, who you're wearing, you can say, Brian.
Oh, great.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah. So at this stage, I don't know who I will be wearing.
With gags like that, she might be nominated next year, mate.
I mean, she's already cooler than anyone in my family. So I'm already done. It's a wrap at this location today.
But look out, Brian's everywhere. Yeah. Vote for the Gold Logie. Get online. Do it now. Julia Morris putting forward an excellent case there for the Gold Logie in 2022. We love you, Jules. All the best.
Love you guys. Can't wait to come on over. And, of course, you know I will not pass through town without having a little session at Miss Gladys Simcoe.
Yes, we love Miss Gladys. Yes. We love you, Julia. Good luck.
Love you guys.
See you, buddy. Bye.
Yeah, the TV Week Logie Awards on Channel 9, Sunday, 19th of June. Yeah, vote now. TV Week Logies, vote.com.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Beck, if I can, I'd like to talk to you about oral hygiene.
It's just because of the cheese and onion chips the other day.
No. I just want to know, do you use Listerine?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. What do you like about using Listerine?
I like it that my mouth feels fresh afterwards.
Mm. What don't you like about using Listerine?
That it's like burny.
I'm the same. I've got a bottle of Listerine in the car and I love using it.
Yeah.
And I
hang on. Where do you spit it?
On the ground.
Oh, no.
Or in an empty bottle in the car. Anyway, I love using Listerine, but it's just that bang in your mouth. Like, it feels like your whole mouth is on fire that I do struggle with the product. Well, have you heard Listerine's latest ad? They've addressed this, but they've addressed it right at the end of the ad where they go, we know I've been hurting your mouth. We're really sorry. We've changed. Just have a listen. It was on telly last night.
As a new day dawns, it's the end. For bad breath germs.
Okay, good, yep.
Listerine, dynamite against germs. Now with a less intense taste.
I love it in their marketing meeting. They've gone, well, we don't want to say it hurts people's mouths.
Yes.
So they've just tagged it with this.
No, with a less intense taste.
Yeah. That seems so. We acknowledge that your listener used to be awful.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Guys, I've loved my time in the media, but I wanted you to be the first to know that I've decided to follow a new career path.
Oh.
Yeah. Why are you so what excited?
I'm happy for you.
I am going to run to be governor of South Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. That's very exciting. Yeah. What made you decide to do this?
Well, slight problem because I am a Republican, being the Queen's representative and all.
Oh,
But basically, I just want to live in that house.
Oh, yeah.
I want to live in government house. I was there yesterday. And not only is that a good joint, like, how is that location?
Oh.
Like, can you imagine? Come around from Barbie. Yeah. Oh, where's your place? Oh, corner of North Terrace and King William.
I know. What if you were single and, like, you took a girl home?
Oh.
You want to come back to my place?
Yeah.
Sure. It's just across the road.
You're at Fats and you're making out in the corner and next minute you're like, let's just cross the road.
Yeah.
That's my place there, the big one.
I'm the governor.
Security out the front.
And what is that? What does the governor actually do? Go to a heap of events?
Also, when the governor goes to an event, everyone has to stand up when they arrive. Like, I make you guys do that when I walk into the meeting. So perfect.
You're used to it. Does the governor have there's special robes and necklaces and everything as well? Yeah.
Really big house. And, you know, how good's this? Like, we're going to the footy. Yeah. We're going to Adelaide Oval. Mm. Pre's at mine.
Oh, yeah.
And we just stumble across to Adelaide Oval.
I'd always be ringing you saying, hey, I'm going down Hindley Street. Can I just park my car at your house?
And there's no stumbling down to Adelaide Oval. Yeah. You've got your car and driver.
Yes. So good.
The other thing is, if you were the governor, which I would love because I could come and visit on Saturdays and stuff, I could just totally see you at 2KW up there on the rooftop bar, like using taxpayer money to have a little like zip line from 2KW straight to your front
door. Government house.
And it's a pretty aggressive angle. You'd be cruising pretty fast.
Yeah, the flying fox is a great idea. I also look at how much lawn space is there and think a bit of backyard cricket.
100%.
I'd be mowing a pitch into that.
Yeah. Liam would come around for a barbie and he'd hit the cricket ball and it hit Her Majesty. It hit the statue of Her Maj. Knock her head off. Sorry, Maj.
So that'd be six and out.
Yeah. I don't want to overstep the line should you become governor.
You can't campaign against me now. You've got my idea.
Mate, wouldn't do it. But it's a pretty big block you've got there. You wouldn't be interested in adjusting some sheep.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I read a study that says women on average say 20,000 words a day. So women on average across a 24-hour period say 20,000 words a day.
Right.
Men, on the other hand, the study says, say roughly 7,000 words per day, meaning that a female will say almost three times as many words per day as a male, 13,000 words a day more. I think about my own relationship, and I reckon that's spot on, or possibly they've got a little bit soft on the 20,000. Because I'll come home from work, and my wife will just talk, and I might be able to pop up with a couple of little words, and then she'll just plow on. It's like, I reckon she even cuts into my 7,000, I reckon. What about you? Let's start with you,
Beck. Hang on a minute. When were you reading a study?
You're just surprised to know that I could read.
Actually, I'm going to buck the trend. I reckon Jimbo's more of a chatter than me.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes he'll get home and he'll be like, chat, 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 and I'm like, I'm really tired.
What about with other people?
Yeah. Okay. So that's Jimbo's copping the silent treatment as a matter of course.
Oh,
there.
Just not a chatty Cathy, I don't think.
Kel definitely is chattier than me, I would say. I've just done a bit of maths there, Coz, on these numbers.
Yeah.
So 20,000 words a day, assuming you sleep for 8 hours, right? So remove those 8 hours. Mm. That's 1,250 words an hour or 20 words a minute.
Wow.
That's a lot of talking.
That's a word every 3 seconds for 16 hours. That's a lot of chit-chat.
But it makes you wonder, if women on average are saying 20,000 words a day and men are only saying $7,000, like why are women talking way more than men?
Well, that's because you don't listen.
No, it's because we're excellent listeners. That's why.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's Limo's legend and loser
of the week.
Another massive week, and I'm going to nominate a couple of people who have qualified for the Commonwealth Games. Shayna Jack, returning from her doping ban. Mm. Massive for her, and you couldn't help but feel a little bit sorry for her around the circumstances of that doping ban. Good on her. And Cody Simpson, the pop star, Miley Cyrus's ex, qualifying for the Com Games, but could miss out, Beck. I heard you saying in the news, if Kyle Chalmers insists on swimming.
Huh? Yeah, and a little bit orkies because apparently Cody's dating Kyle's ex.
Oh, no.
Is the word on the street down Marion.
Swim away, Kyle.
Oh, this is a mess.
There's swimmers everywhere.
We need to turn that swim team into a reality show somehow. Beck, any nominations for Legend of the Week?
Oh, you can't go past little Luca. Got up after he was crash tackled by the Prime Minister.
Oh, indeed. And he was great. He was on Channel 9 last night, and this is what he had to say about the run-in with the Prime Minister.
He tried not to fall on top of me, so he tried to roll under me when he fell. And he was trying to, like, help me from not all the impact. He was good. He needs to work on his tackling. Yeah. He did a good job not squashing me.
A crocodile bit my guts out into parts and pieces.
He did sound like that, didn't he? And then Luca held up a red card as if to say he should be sent off. So a legend of the week is young Luca.
Well done.
Cos, any nominations for loser of the week?
Well, loser is Russia. The people of Russia have lost their McDonald's. McDonald's announced this week that 650 McDonald's stores would be permanently closed in Russia.
Oh, gosh.
Gone. Imagine. No more Maccas in Russia.
Imagine.
Trip to Russia, cancelled.
Did you see this? A true story. A man has chained himself to the front door of a McDonald's in protest.
Really?
Over there. His name is Andrei Kostelov.
Oh. Uncle Andre.
I don't know if anyone knows him or not. I'm also nominating Rebecca Morse.
What? You do this every week.
For revealing to the team that you're happy to shower only once every 4 days. Don't wait to be told.
You need permanent gold. I think it was three.
Three days.
I did say a comment. I did see a comment on one of our Facebook pages saying, why would she admit this on air? and I did go, fair point.
Because I won't admit anything anymore. I'm going to go back in my little shell.
Don't do that.
Oh, those were the days. Hey, Limo.
Don't do that. I've got to say, I'm a stink inside that shell, though.
Who'd want to be in that shell? Not even the hermit crabs will go in there.
This is workplace bullying.
I'm also going to nominate ScoMo for knocking over that kid in the first place. I'm nominating Pauline Hanson because poor COVID-19, as I mentioned earlier, has contracted a case of Pauline
Hanson. Please explain.
But our losers of the week, I'm giving it to every single politician in this country for delivering the most insipid, snippy election campaign we've ever seen. Yeah. It has been a waste of everyone's time. And what has highlighted even more, our state election, Stephen Marshall and Peter Malinauskas had a very civilised campaign.
Yeah.
They argued the issues. They were able to put their cases forward. And it gave South Australians a good platform on which to vote.
Mm.
This federal campaign has been an absolute joke.
Cool.
But having said that, get out and vote tomorrow.
Written and spoken by Anthony Lehman for SAFM. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.